Lecture topic, Eid of the Pious.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى صدق الله العظيم عن عبادة بن سامد رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان يوم عيد الفطر وقفت الملائكة على أبواب الطرق فنادوا أغدوا يا معشر المسلمين إلى رب كريم يمن بالخير ثم يثيب عليه الجزيل لقد أمرتم بقيام الليل فقمتم وأمرتم بصيام النهار فصمتم وأطعتم ربكم فاقبضوا جوائزكم فإذا صلوا نادى مناد ألا إن ربكم قد غفر لكم فارجعوا راشدين إلى رحالكم فهو يوم الجائزة ويسمى ذلك اليوم في السماء يوم الجائزة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء كرام, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, each and everything that exists in this world is dependent on Allah for its existence. Likewise, for it to carry out whatever task or purpose it is carrying out, it is dependent on Allah. And for its existence to terminate also, it is dependent on Allah. Everything in essence, in reality, belongs to Allah. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَىٰ أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Every cell in our bodies, every atom in this universe belongs to Allah. Like things are created entities and they belong to Allah, in the same way, every halat, every circumstance, every situation that occurs in this world is under the direct muhkam taqdeer and command of Allah. Somewhere it is day, somewhere it is night, somewhere there is happiness, somewhere there is sadness, somewhere is health, somewhere is sickness, somewhere the flag of victory has been planted, somewhere the bitter taste of defeat is experienced, somewhere celebration is taking place, marriage is taking place, somewhere people are lamenting and full of sorrow, a janazah is being lifted up. Kulla yawmin huwa fi shan. Every moment Allah Ta'ala is exhibiting His shan. Allah is exhibiting His qudrat. Whatever occurs happens on the command of Allah. Mudabbir, the arranger of every affair in the heavens and the earth, is one Allah alone. Mudabbir bila mu'in, mudabbir bila mushir, mudabbir bila wazir, mudabbir bila badil, mudabbir bila adil, mudabbir bila shabih, mudabbir bila mathil. Allah is the arranger, the decreer, the fashioner, the originator of every affair. There is no partner with Allah. There is no equal with Allah. There is no similitude with Allah. There is no advisor with Allah. There is no minister with Allah. يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. From the heavens to the earth, everything happens on the command, the decree, the fashioning, the originating of Allah alone. One arranger, one fashioner, وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَاهُ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَاهُ. He is the ilah of the heavens, He is the ilah of the earth. His fawqiyat, His greatness, His majesty is such, akbar min kulli kabir, aqwa min kulli qawi, a'az min kulli aziz, a'azam min kulli azim, Ajal min kulli jaleel, greater than anything with greatness. More mighty than anything with might. More majestic than anything with majesty. More glorious than anything with glory. He has complete control. He is mutasarrif over each and every of His creation. لا يعزب عن ربك من مثقال ذرة. Not to the extent of one atom is concealed from Allah. لا يشغله عظيم سلطانه من صغير سلطانه. In looking after the big creations, Allah does not become ghafil or negligent of the small creations. That Allah who knows the number of the angels, knows the number of the ants also. That Allah who listens to the tasbih of the angels, is the same Allah that listens to the tasbih of the ants. That Allah who controls the roar of the lion, is the same Allah that controls the whisper of the butterfly. That Allah who is controlling the tornado and the hurricane, is the same Allah that is controlling the wisp of wind that comes out of your fan. That Allah who is controlling the rising waves of the oceans, is the same Allah that is controlling the ripple in your stream. That Allah who is controlling the mountains, is the same Allah that is controlling the tiny pebbles. In looking after the big creations, Allah does not become ghafil, or Allah does not become negligent of the small creations. In controlling everything, He exhibits His ahadiyat, His samadiyat, His jabariyat. Hakim, Hakim is Allah. Qadir, Qadir is Allah. Alim, Alim is Allah. Muhaymin, Aziz, Jabbar, Mutakabbir. He has no partner, not in His being also, and not in His sifat and His attributes also. In controlling all this, لا يؤوده حفظهما. Allah does not become tired. ما مسنا من لغوب. Tiredness does not afflict Allah. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Allah does not sleep. Allah does not doze off. ما كان ربك نسيا. Allah does not forget anything. لا يضل ربي ولا ينسى. Allah Ta'ala does not make any error. He is أحد صمد لا يستعين بشيء. He is totally independent. He does not take help from anything. لا يحتاج إلى شيء. He is not in need of anything. لا يغلبه شيء. Nothing overpowers Allah. لا يضره شيء. Nothing harms Allah. لا ينفعه شيء. Nothing benefits Allah. خالق كل شيء. He is the creator of everything. عليم بكل شيء. He has knowledge of everything. خبير بكل شيء. He is aware of everything. لطيف بكل شيء. He exhibits His kindness to everything. قبل كل شيء. بعد كل شيء. فوق كل شيء. دون كل شيء. Before everything. After everything. Above everything. Concealed from everything. ليس كمثله شيء. And there is nothing that is like Allah. All these ayats and examples, my respected brothers, one message and one message alone. This insan has no other object, no other purpose in this world except to make sujood before Allah. Except to bow down before Allah. The qibla, the rukh, the direction of this heart has to be one Allah alone. One Allah alone. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهِ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهِ. He is the ilah of the heavens. He is the ilah of the earth. Al-khalq. والأمر والليل والنهار وما سكن فيهما لله وحده. The creation, decree, day and night, and everything contained in day and night belongs to one Allah alone. His majesty, His greatness is such, لا تراه العيون. If you want to see Him, you can't see Him. He is beyond the eyesight of insan. Eyesight is still minimal. Eyesight is still minimal. More powerful than eyesight, the most powerful faculty which Allah has given insan is what is called khiyal, the imaginative ability of insan. It is said the fastest entity is the speed of light, 186,282 miles per second. Yet the khiyal, the imaginative and descriptive ability of this insan is faster than the speed of light. Yet when it comes to Allah, لا تخالطه الذنون. If you want to imagine Allah, then you cannot even imagine Allah. You want to see Him, He cannot be seen. You want to imagine Him, you cannot even imagine Him. Yet, despite His فوقيت, ولكن فوقيته لا يزيده بعدا عن خلقه وهو أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد. His fawqiyat, His greatness, His majesty does not distance Him from His creation. He is still closer to you than your jugular vein. Nahnu aqrabu ilayhi minkum walakin la tubsirun. Allah says, we are very close to you, you cannot see. Kafa billahi alima, kafa billahi shahida, kafa billahi wakila, kafa billahi waliya, kafa billahi hafiza. Allah says, I am sufficient for you, I am with you, I am present with you, I am your helper, I am your protector, I am your overseer. Alaysa Allahu bikafin abda, is not your Allah sufficient for you? This month of Ramadan which passed, my respected brothers, this day of Eid, these are manifest and resplendent displays of Allah's desire, Allah's willingness, Allah Ta'ala's intention to forgive us, for us to gain His closeness, for us to gain His marifat, for us to gain His recognition. In the hadith which I mentioned in the beginning, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when the day of Eid dawns, the malaika of Allah line the streets. In every direction, in every high ground, you will find the angels of Allah. They address the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ma'ashara al-muslimin, O assembly of believers, go now this morning to a Rabb of yours who is Kareem. The doors of His mercy are open. He commanded you with things for your own benefit. He does not need your ibadat. He does not need your worship. For your benefit He gave you this, yet He abundantly rewards you for the minimal effort that you make. He commanded you to stand up in salah at night in Ramadan. You carried out that command. He commanded you to fast during the day in Ramadan. You carried out that command. You were obedient to your Rabb. Now today is the day of prize giving. Today is the day when your Rabb wants to exhibit His mercy and His kindness to you. When the Salah of Eid takes place, then the angels of Allah announce, Ala inna rabbakum qad ghafara lakum. Know and understand, listen, your Rabb has forgiven you. You are maghfoor, you are forgiven. Now return back to your homes. Return back righteous. Return back as the true slaves of Allah. This is the day of prize giving. This day in the heavens also is referred to as the day of prize giving. In one riwayat it comes, Allah Ta'ala addresses His angels, O my malaika. O my malaika, become witness. This is that same insan you said will spread mischief on the earth. Look at the manner in which he obeyed me in Ramadan. Look at how he has gathered on this day of Eid. I make you a witness that he has earned my pleasure. He has earned my maghfirat. And then Allah Ta'ala addresses the majma of the day of Eid. Allah addresses the gathering of the day of Eid. Ya ibadi saluni. O my slaves, ask from me. Beseech from your Allah. فَوَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي لَا تَسْأَلُونِي الْيَوْمِ شَيْئًا لِآخِرَتِكُمْ إِلَّا أُعْطِيكُمْ إِيَّاهَا وَلَا لِدُنْيَاكُمْ إِلَّا نَذَرْتُ فِيهَا. By the qasam of my izzat and my jalal, by my qasam on this day for your akhirat, whatever you will ask me, I will grant it to you. Whatever you will ask me for your dunya, if it is beneficial to you, I will grant it to you. My respected brothers, when one looks in Quran and Hadith, one cannot be helped but be convinced. It appears as if Allah Ta'ala is looking for some excuse to make a maghfirat. One riwayat it comes, one person will come before Allah on the Day of Judgment. Before the scales of justice, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلْ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. Allah says the scales of justice will be set up on that day. No one will be oppressed. That amal which you did, even if it is equivalent to a grain of mustard seed, it will be brought. And we are sufficient as those who will take hisab for you. One side will be his evil deeds, other side will be his good deeds. His evil deeds will outweigh his good deeds. مَعَ ذَلِكَ يَأْتِ النِّدَاءُ اُدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِعَمَالِكَ. Despite this, the call will come, enter Jannah because of your amal and your actions. Enter into Jannah despite the fact that his evil deeds are more than his good deeds. He will say to Allah, how is this possible? Allah Ta'ala will say to him, Alasta kunta na'iman, laylata kada wa kada, wa taqallabta fi nawmika min jambin ila jamb, wa qulta khilala taqallubik, Allah, Allah, wa nasita dhalika al-layla. Amma ana, fala ta'khudni sinatu wala nawm, wala ansa shay'an abada, aw kama qal. Allah will say, wasn't there a night when you couldn't sleep, you were tossing and turning in your bed? As you tossed and turned from side to side, you said, Allah, Allah, you called unto me. In that ghaflat of sleep, you called to your Allah. Allah says, you forgot that day, we didn't forget. You forgot the fact that you called out to me. I do not sleep. I do not doze off. I did not forget. Because of that, Allah, Allah, enter Jannah. So merciful our Allah is, my respected brothers. We cannot even imagine it. However, if you look in the lives of the Salaf al-Saliheen, in the lives of our pious predecessors, what was their reaction on the day of Eid? What was their reaction to their a'mal and their ibadat? Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, كُونُوا لِقُبُولِ الْعَمَلِ أَشَدَّ اِهْتِمَامًا مِنْكُمْ بِالْعَمَلِ أَلَمْ تَسْمَعُوا قَوْلَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, be more worried, be more conscious of whether your a'mal and your ibadat is being accepted by Allah. Even more than the effort that you put into the amal should be your concern of whether it is being accepted. Why? Because have you not heard the verse of the Quran wherein Allah says, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ Allah Ta'ala accepts amal only from those with taqwa. This fast of the month of Ramadan was given to you, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ so that you develop taqwa. So that you go close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that taqwa is a condition for the acceptance of your amal. Fudala bin Ubayd rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, لَأَنْ أَكُونَ أَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى تَقَبَّلَ مِنِّي مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ مِّنْ عَمَلْ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى قَالْ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ He says, if I had to come to know that an amal of mine equivalent to a grain of mustard seed, if even that much amal of mine was accepted by my Allah, if I had to come to know this, this would be more beloved to me than the entire world and whatever it contains. Why? Because Allah says, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ Allah Ta'ala accepts only from those with taqwa. Allah accepts only from those who the qibla and the direction of their heart is Allah. So it means that I have taqwa if Allah Ta'ala has accepted my a'mal. My respected brothers, Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi, when he would come to the musalla on the day of Eid, he will address the majma and he said to them, كَانُوا بَعْدَ السَّلَفْ يَظْهَرُ عَلَيْهِ الْحُزْنِ يَوْمَ عِيدِ الْفِطْرِ There were some people in the past, on the day of Eid they were grieving. On the day of Eid, they were full of sorrow and sadness. فَيُقَالُ لَهُ It was said to them, هَذَا يَوْمُ فَرْحٍ وَسُرُورٍ This is the day of happiness, celebration and joy. Why are you sad? فَيُقَالُ صَدَقْتُمْ They said, you are speaking the truth. وَلَكِنِّي عَبْدٌ أَمَرَنِي مَوْلَايَ أَنْ أَعْمَلَ لَهُ عَمَلًا فَلَا أَدْرِي أَيَقْبَلَهُ مِنِّي أَمْ لَا You are right, it is a day of joy, but I am a slave. I am a slave. My master commanded me with an action. My master commanded me with carrying out a task in the month of Ramadan. I do not know if it was accepted from me or not. If I knew he had accepted it from me, if I knew that I had earned his maghfirat and his forgiveness in Ramadan, then I would be happy. But I don't know if he's accepted. This is why I am sad. My respected brothers, one message comes across very clearly. If we look in the lives of our pious elders of the past, They never became complacent. They never took their foot off the pedal. One Shibli rahmatullahi alayhi was asked, Ayyuma afdal, Rajab am Sha'ban? O Shibli, tell us, which is more virtuous, the month of Rajab or the month of Sha'ban? What was his reaction? Which is more virtuous, Rajab or Sha'ban? He said, Kun rahbaniyan, wala takun sha'baniyan, wala rajabiyan. He says, what does it matter to you what month it is? Whether it is Rajab, whether it is Sha'ban, whether it is Ramadan, become the slave of Allah regardless of when it is. Shibli, Bishr Hafi rahmatullah alayhi, someone mentioned to him, Inna qawman yata'abbaduna wa yajtahiduna fi Ramadan. He said, it was said to him, there are some people that make ibadat and exert themselves in the worship of Allah in Ramadan. Look at the insight of this individual. Look at the insight of this friend of Allah. He is told some people worship Allah in Ramadan. What is his reaction? He says, بِئْسَ الْقَوْمُ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْرِفُونَ اللَّهَ حَقًّا إِلَّا فِي رَمَضَانِ إِنَّ الصَّالِحَ الَّذِي يَتَعَبَّدْ وَيَجْتَهِدُ السَّنَةَ كُلَّهَا. He said, what a terrible people they are. How low can you sink that you only worship Allah in Ramadan? That you only worship Allah in Ramadan, the true slave of Allah, his worship of Allah, his servitude to Allah, his trying to earn the pleasure of Allah is not seasonal. It is not occasional. Only in Ramadan, only on big night, only on certain occasions. The true slave of Allah throughout the entire year will be involved in the service of Allah. This day of Eid, my respected brothers, is a day of reflection. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullah alayhi, Imamul Awliya. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullah alayhi, used to say, Imamul Awliya, Laysa al-Eid liman labisa al-jadeed. إنما العيد لمن أمن من الوعيد ليس العيد لمن ركب المطايا إنما العيد لمن ترك الخطايا ليس العيد لمن تبختر بالعود إنما العيد للتائب الذي لا يعود. He would say, it is not Eid for that person who wore new clothes. It is Eid for that person who was guaranteed protection from the azab of Allah in the hereafter. That is the true Eid. It is not Eid for he who mounted his conveyance. It is Eid for that person who in the month of Ramadan made decision with Allah that, oh my Malik, oh my Khaliq, oh my Hannan, oh my Mannan, oh my Dayan, oh my Ghaffar, oh my Wahhab Allah. The whole year I disobeyed you. My whole life was spent in your disobedience. This month of Ramadan, I have made the decision, O my Allah, that now I am going to become your true slave. Eid is for that person, liman taraka al-khataya, who gave up sinning against his Allah. Laysa al-Eid liman tabakhtara bil-ud. It is not Eid for that person who put itar or ud. Innama al-Eid lit-taib alladhi la ya'ud. It is Eid for that person who made such a tawbah, who made such a tawbah that after the month of Ramadan, he will not go back to the sinning against Allah. Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Man sama Ramadan, wa huwa yuhadithu nafsahu, annahu idha aftara ba'da Ramadan, asa, alla ya'asillah, dakhal al-jannah, bila mas'ala, wala hisab. He says, that person who fasted in the month of Ramadan, and he made this pact with Allah, he made this promise with Allah, he made this covenant with Allah, that after Ramadan, that haram and that wrong and the disobedience to Allah which was happening before Ramadan, oh my Allah, I make tawbah, I am not going to go back to that. I have given it up. Now I will worship you for the rest of the year. Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala who says, such a person, dakhal al jannah bila mas'ala wala hisab, will enter into jannat without any questioning or without any reckoning. وَمَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ وَهُوَ يُحَدِّثُ نَفْسَهُ أَنَّهُ إِذَا أَفْتَرَ بَعْدَ رَمَضَانَ عَسَى رَبَّهُ فَصِيَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ مَرْدُودٌ. That person who fasts in the month of Ramadan, and like majority of us, for that big night or that period, a sheet is put over that shaitan box. That music and that haram you were listening to, put it off. The masjids get a little bit full. We come closer to Allah Ta'ala. Those women who are parading openly in public cover themselves a little bit in Ramadan. Those youngsters who are walking around with gold necklaces and rings that comes off because of Ramadan. In the night of Ramadan, we get up and cry to Allah, Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, we have sinned. Ya Allah, the conditions that are afflicting our Muslim brothers and sisters throughout the entire world is because of our wrongs. We cry before Allah, but what is the intention in the heart? What is the intention in the heart? That after Ramadan, that shaitan box will be opened again. After Ramadan, the dens of vice, I will go back to them. After Ramadan, that parda will come out. That scarf will come out. After Ramadan, the masjid will get empty and the azan will fall on deaf ears. After Ramadan, that those things which I was doing to earn the ghadab and the anger of my Allah, I will continue with them. وَهُوَ يُحَدِّثُ نَفْسَهُ. Allah knows what is in the heart. What type of tawbah we are making. Hassan Basri rahimahullah used to say, إِنَّ إِسْتِغْفَارَنَا يَحْتَاجُ إِلَىٰ إِسْتِغْفَارٍ كَثِيرٍ. He used to say, the manner in which we ask Allah for forgiveness, we need to ask Allah for forgiveness over the manner in which we ask Him for forgiveness. Rabia Basriya rahmatullah alayhi used to say, إِذَا اسْتَغْفَرَ بِاللِّسَانِ وَنِيَّتُهُ أَنْ يَعُودَ إِلَى الذَّمِ فَإِنَّ تَوْبَتَهُ تَوْبَةُ الْكَاذِبِينَ. She used to say, if you ask forgiveness with your tongue, but in the heart is the intention, I am going to go back to that wrong. فَإِنَّ تَوْبَتَهُ تَوْبَةُ الْكَاذِبِينَ. His tawbah is the tawbah of a liar. He's making mazak with Allah. You are saying sorry, but in your heart you're saying, I'm going to carry on. You are saying, I regret it, but in your heart you are saying, you are going to carry on. This is mazak and mockery with Allah. Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala who says, if this is the type of your Ramadan, فَصِيَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ مَرْدُودٌ, then Allah Ta'ala will reject your fast of Ramadan. Allah protect us. Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا لَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ فِي رَمَضَانَ فَمَتَى. If you fail to gain Allah's forgiveness in Ramadan, then when are you going to get Allah's maghfirat? When are you going to get Allah's forgiveness? The sign of the acceptance of the fast of Ramadan is that after Ramadan we carry on fasting. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man sama Ramadan thumma atba'ahu sittam min Shawwal." That person who fasted in Ramadan and then carried on fasting 6 fasts in Shawwal, Allah will count it as if his whole year was spent in fasting. In the same way, my respected brothers, the proof and the sign that our tawbah and our istighfar was accepted in Ramadan is that those wrongs and those gunas that were going on before Ramadan, after Ramadan, they do not carry on. Very easily we say Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. Very easily we say Allah is very forgiving. But my respected brothers, this does not constitute a license to disobey Allah. Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi, his wife comes to him. The day of Eid is very close. There is no money in the house to buy new clothes for the children. This is that personality who, before becoming Khalifa, it is said 77 camels used to carry his clothes. One outfit was 800 dinars, 800 coins of gold. There is no money in his house to buy new clothes for the children for Eid. She says to him, the children are sad. Why? They have heard the other children in the village. They are all getting new clothes. And the children of Amirul Mu'mineen, no new clothes. What to do? They make mashwara. She suggests to him, why don't you take 1 month's advance salary? I'll buy some new clothes, and that loss in earnings, we will recoup it I'll make something and I will sell so we will meet the house expenses. He goes to Muzahim, his own treasurer, who is in his own employ. He says to Muzahim, give me 1 month's advance salary. Muzahim prepares a document, presents it to Umar bin Abdul Aziz for signing. On it is written, I, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, give guarantee that I will remain alive for 1 month. When he sees this, he bursts into tears. He comes back home and he gathers his children. He says, there were two roads in front of me. One is I could have stolen from the masses. I could have done other people down and filled my coffers and kept you in luxury and comfort. But in return for that, Allah would have given me Jahannam and I cannot bear Jahannam. On the other hand, I could have stayed away from haram, stayed away from the disobedience of Allah, and taught you, my children, in your hour of need to turn to Allah. وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ. Allah is the friend, Allah is the sati, Allah is the companion of those who are obedient to Him, those who are salih. In return for this, Allah will give me Jannat. I cannot give anything preference over Jannat. His son addresses him, oh my father, why there was an environment of iman in the home? Oh my father, do not grieve. Do not grieve, because on the day of Eid, the children of Amirul Mu'mineen, the ruler of three continents, will be wearing old clothes, but we will hold our head high, that to keep us in comfort and luxury, our father did not eat the wealth of the masses. Our father did not earn Jahannam to fulfill our worldly desires. This is something by which we will have pride and we will hold our faces up. The same Umar bin Abdul Aziz, when the time of his death comes near, he mentions to Raja bin Haywa about the previous rulers before him, whether it was Walid, whether it was Sulaiman. He says, I observed when they were going into the ground, their faces were turned away from Qibla. And their faces were blackened. I am concerned what will happen to me. Raja bin Haywa says, as the janazah of Umar bin Abdul Aziz was being carried, a piece of paper fell from the heavens and fell onto his janazah. On it was written, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Bara'atum min Allah li Umar ibn Abdul Aziz min an-nar. This is the declaration of emancipation from Allah for Umar bin Abdul Aziz from the fire of Jahannam. Allama ibn Kasir rahmatullahi alayhi mentions this incident. That is why I am quoting it, because he is a mustanad muhaddith. He says that there was one person in that town. His son had become shaheed. Every night, every Thursday night, night of Jumu'ah, he would make ziyarat of his son in a dream. That night when Umar bin Abdul Aziz passed away, he didn't see his son. The following week when he saw his son in the dream, he asked his son, where were you last week? His son replied, Umar bin Abdul Aziz passed away. Allah commanded every Nabi and every Shaheed to attend his janazah. I proceeded to attend his janazah, that is why you did not see me. My respected brothers, we have to ask ourselves, ruler of three continents, yet there is no new clothes in his house because of staying away from haram. Didn't Umar bin Abdul Aziz know that Allah is Ghafoorul Rahim? Didn't he know that Allah is forgiving and merciful? Is the Allah that he was fearing and the Allah that we are fearing another Allah? Do we expect Allah to treat everyone the same? أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. Allah says, do you expect us to treat our obedient slave, that woman who covers her hair so that no strange man sees one strand of her hair, and that woman who walks naked in public, Allah says, do you expect us to treat the both the same? مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. Where is your intelligence? Allah's mercy is not a license to disobey Him, my respected brothers. These opportunities are given to us for us to make sincere tawbah. Around us, the athar and the signs of the ghadab and the anger of Allah apparent. Which corner of the globe is this ummah safe today? Which river is not flowing with the blood of this ummah? Where are the homes of this ummah not being bulldozed? In which corner of the globe is not the Waves of the oceans rising up in tsunamis against this ummah. The earth is opening up and swallowing this ummah into its bowels. Persecution, atrocity, hardship, difficulty has become the lot of the reciters of La ilaha illallah in every corner of the globe. Halat and conditions belong to Allah. The system of this world has turned against us. Why, my respected brothers? Because majority of this ummah has become musir on the disobedience of Allah. Allah's doors of mercy are open. Allah is waiting for us to come back to Him. I will terminate on the saying of Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, "Lil mu'mini khamsatu a'yad." He said, for a mu'min there are five Eids. What is true Eid? Listen to this, my respected brothers. Anas bin Malik, that servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who spent 10 years in his khidmat. He says, "Kullu yawmin yamurru 'ala al-mu'min wa la yuktab 'alayhi dhanb fa huwa yawm 'Eid." Every day that passes in the life of a mu'min when he did not break the command of Allah is the day of Eid. "Al-yawm alladhi yakhruju fihi min ad-dunya ma'al iman wash-shahada wal-'ismati min kayd ash-shaytan fa huwa yawm 'Eid." The day when this mu'min will leave this dunya with iman, with the kalima on his lips, and protection from the machinations and the plots of shaitan, that is the day of Eid. "Al-yawmu alladhi yujawizu fihi sirat wa ya'manu min ahwali al-yawm al-qiyama wa yakhlusu min aidi az-zabaniya wal-khusum fa huwa yawm 'Eid." The day when he will cross the sirat and he will be protected from the terrible fear of the day of judgment. And he will be safe from the claims of the angels of azab and the complainants. That is the day of Eid. "Al-yawmu alladhi yadkhulu fihi al-jannah wa ya'manu min azab al-jahim fa huwa yawmu Eid." The day when he will enter into Jannat and be protected from Jahannam. That is the day of Eid. "Wal-yawmu alladhi yanzuru fihi ila rabbihi azza wa jal fa huwa yawmu Eid." That day when in Jannat, he will be looking directly at Allah. Allah will be looking directly at him. He will be smiling at Allah. Allah will be smiling at him. And according to Allama Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, that first gaze will last 800,000 years. فَهُوَ يَوْمُ عِيد. That is the day of Eid. This Eid and this Ramadan and these opportunities Allah is giving us is to prepare for that Eid, my respected brothers. So on this day, each one of us from the bottom of our heart, we have to make sulah with Allah. Ya Allah, that khair and that good and that barakat that came in Ramadan, Ya Allah, let it permeate for the rest of the year. How will it permeate, my respected brothers? The ummah has to come back to the masjid. The ummah has to come into the environment of iman. We have to go in the path of Allah, go person to person, town to town, village to village. This is the need and the cry of the hour. Link one person to Allah. Halat and conditions will change. They are in the hands of Allah. But we ourselves have to change first. We ourselves have to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give each and every one of us tawfiq wa akhir da'wah alhamdulillah.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.